Let's bring in Femi Okay, because on a story like this, no surprise, social media is responding. Femi, your host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Welcome back.
Thank you.
What are you seeing?
Well, when the story broke that the suspect was found, Twitter actually recorded how many people were tweeting about that news. There were 63,000 online at that particular moment. The best source of information right now, obviously your trusted news source, but they're also following at FBI. They have more than 2.3 million followers. People at the FBI and following the FBI are congratulating the FBI, congratulating the postal workers. And then in the broader world of Twitter, a couple of hashtags actually doing really well right now. One is hashtag MAGA bomber. And there were also conversations about the president's temperament, whether he has the right temperament to deal with a situation like this. Hashtag MAGA bomber is basically talking about how the suspect may or may not be aligned with the way President Trump is thinking. And then so many conspiracy theories. Let me give you just one. This is from Brian Horner. None of these so-called bombs, he says on Twitter, have gone off. They are not bombs. They are political packages that are being called bombs to distract voters, to trick them into voting Democratic. And so the conspiracy theories go on and on.
Right. You make an important point that this isn't just a story that's played out today on social media now that we have a suspect. It's been going on ever since the bombs started showing up in mailboxes. You mentioned people on the right saying these are false flags ahead of the elections, trying to make the Republicans look bad. The MAGA bomber reference you referred to as well. But have you noticed that conversation change at all now that we've seen images of this suspect's van appears to be very much a supporter of Donald Trump? Again, we don't know that much. It's early in this investigation and does also seem to have some issue with CNN, according to those stickers on the side of the van.
The conversation hasn't changed, and that's because the conversation tends not to change even when the facts are available right now, and that's particularly true of social media. So people who are saying this suspect is connected to the way Donald Trump is thinking, President Trump is thinking, have doubled down on that. The conspiracy theories are saying, no, this is a left-wing suspect who is just trying to make us Trump supporters look bad. You almost couldn't tell that there was more information that the FBI have found out if you looked on social media, except for I told you so.
Right. You're never going to solve that debate online.
Indeed.
For sure. Google, switching gears, announced yesterday that it has fired dozens of employees for sexual harassment over the past 2 years. Now, that came because of a story in the New York Times that said the company had dismissed Andy Rubin, a top executive at the company, for sexual misconduct, and that they paid him $90 million to go away. What's the response been online to that story?
Just astonishment that if this was the case, then the perpetrator would be paid to go away, and a lot of shock. Google responded in this way. Their CEO, Sundar Pichai, and their VP of People Operations, Eileen Norton, talked to the staff, and they said that they were very disturbed by the story that the New York Times ran. And then they tried to reassure the staff that they were working in a safe environment and free from sexual harassment. They didn't really address the payoff at all. And that's what made people on social media furious about this, particularly because of some of the very good work that Google has been doing. Recently, they did a layout all around the world of where Me Too was rising. And you could see the conversations about sexual harassment spreading across the world. It was a beautiful visualization of the current movement. And then even within their own organization, they have their own Me Too situation that they have to deal with. They are dealing with it, but it's the money that's leaving the company to pay the alleged sexual harassers. That is what social media is upset about.
As I said, $90 million. What I read was that he's getting something like $2 million a month, an incredible sum of money. But Andy Rubin was also the guy behind the Android phone, a very valuable commodity inside that company. On a lighter note, Femi,
yes.
Shall we talk about Cardi B?
Let's talk about Cardi B.
Let's listen.
Hello. My name is Cardi B, and I'm going to talk a little bit about myself. ASMR style.
Femi, where in the world have I been? And what was that? ASMR style. Tell us what it is and how Twitter is... This was made for Twitter, by the way.
It's also made for radio, I have to say. So I've recently been working on a whole report about what ASMR is. Autonomous sensory meridian response. What does that mean? It is an impact that certain sounds have on your brain. Now, not the sort of sound of a chalk going down a blackboard that makes you go, ah, hate that sound. It's the sound that hits your brain that makes you feel, oh, that's so relaxing. That's so beautiful.
People use this to go to sleep.
They use it to go to sleep. They use it to distress themselves so that they can relax at the end of the day. And the sort of sounds that might trigger you, perhaps sponges in water, and you can hear the water trickling, perhaps paper being rustled as well. It is a theme and a genre that is doing really well online. Look out for it. Hashtag ASMR. Cardi B is a very well-known pop star if you like that kind of music. And she's also a fan of ASMR. You can have a relaxing weekend. Go online, find it, and see how it is. Whispering is also one of those triggers. Thank you so much.
Host of the stream on Al Jazeera. Thanks so much.
Bye.